Yo, what's up? Laugh Now, Die Later. Rawest, craziest, littest, fucking the best podcast ever to exist, because it's not technically a podcast because it's recorded on a phone. And thank you, everyone, for listening. This is the podcast where we have all sorts of guests. We have the big people, the big bands, and then the people who people need to pay attention to. And today, actually, before we start, before I introduce, please give us a rating on Spotify so we could keep, so it keeps fucking algorithm going. We got ads, so we don't want to lose them. So please fucking listen. So yeah, without further ado.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dude, we got Ian. I saw your, it was your birthday recently, right? Like not too long ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I saw people like were like, you know, happy birthday and like that. That I guess we know we have mutuals.
For sure.
And dude, first thing everybody the thing the most people were saying is you're a riff man. People were stealing your riffs.
Yeah,
did you see that's true?
I don't know if people steal my riffs, but I do feel like if there's one thing I sort of know how to do, it's write a riff. I don't know if that sounds like arrogant or anything, but that's what I try and do. Yeah,
and
I don't have riffs.
For those who don't know, you played in Law Condition. I don't know why we just said it right now, and I'm having like a brain for Hoax, Paranoia, Command. You're in a lot of I like to call it it's like, you know, the same kind of circle of friends. Also,
sure, yeah.
But I like to call it like the like very aggressive, like, you know, like true like underground sound with the coolest imagery, if that makes sense. You guys have like the coolest aesthetic. Every band you're in, I think, has, I don't know if that, well, we'll get into that, but has to do with you being in it. Lock, great fucking name, great aesthetic, great everything. Same thing for Condition, same thing for Paranoia, same thing for Hoax, same thing for Command. Command is like, I'm like, what the how did not people steal that name before? Like everything, every band you're in, it's like, yo. And then you're one of those, you're the guitar player who contributes to making that band great. So how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it, and I was stoked that you asked me to to do your podcast. As far as aesthetics with those bands, I can't take really any credit for that. I'm very lucky that I end up, you know, making music with people who are really good at the artistic side of things. Jesse, for sure, with Hoax, and then like Chris Kirk with Locke. And
Chris Kirk is played in Locke and did the image, or he's
Chris Kirk played guitar in Locke, and him and Sam Boston, they kind of started that band, and that was definitely like, you know, their band from the start, and I joined a little later on. I was stoked because, you know, they're like some of my best friends, and but yeah, they really, Chris and I think probably Sam too, like, had a lot to do with the aesthetic for Locke, and and then Jesse has a lot to do with the aesthetic for
Hoax,
for Command, and like for Hoax too. Yeah, but we did work with like a bunch of other artists, you know what I mean? And then Condition was sort of like a mix of different people, I think, you know. Matt Addis did the LP, Actual Hell. Matt Addis from Salvation. But yeah, anyway.
Yeah, so you're like an underground legend. You're an
That's
underground.
Very nice of you to say. I don't know about that, but
you are. I mean, like, I think all those bands have a, like, it's very like everything. I think every band. Maybe I wouldn't say as much for the Condition, but definitely Hoax. Definitely, definitely Hoax, and today so many and Locke.
Yeah.
And Paranoid now, and Command now. They're like bands that are loved. I mean, like, it's rare for someone to hear, like, either people don't know about them or straight up don't like it. It's not for them, or like love it. You know what I mean? Like, I rarely hear people be like, oh yeah, Command's cool. Like every time, like Command, like we talk about Command or Locke specifically or Hoax, it's like, yo, Hoax, yo, like, yo, like, you know what I mean? It's never like, oh, that's cool. You know what I mean? So I think that's safe to say that. I feel like that's what makes me want to say, like, yo, you're like an underground legend. Those people who know are like, you know what I mean? Like, are really stoked about it. You know what I mean? It's never like, I mean, we could talk about other bands that I'm probably not familiar with, but as far as those bands go, people are like, yo, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, doesn't have to be big, but it's like people are stoked. You know what I mean? People are definitely like,
right, right,
like love it. You know what I mean? Or like I said, don't like it. But let's talk about what led you to being all those bands. So you're from Milwaukee, or you said New Hampshire?
New Hampshire, yeah. So like, yeah, I mainly grew up in New Hampshire. Like that's where I like, went to high school, and like I was like, I moved there when I was like 7, but yeah, that's like mainly where I grew up.
So where are you from? Like born?
North of Boston. Which is like sort of the same area, you know, and like I probably have lived in Massachusetts more years out of my life than any other state, but like combined. But I feel weird saying I'm from Massachusetts because like I kind of grew up in New Hampshire, and then like I did live in Western Mass for like 10 years, and that's where like Hoax was based and stuff. But yeah, but like I don't know, yeah, New Hampshire, which is like kind of a sort of lesser known state, you know, it's like pretty suburban.
I forget they exist.
Yeah, totally. Like people are like, is that in Canada? It's known for like the state motto is live free or die. Gigi Allen's from there.
Oh.
There was an old man on the mountain that fell down. That's about it.
An old man that fell down?
Well, no, it was like this, like if you looked at it, it was like a piece of a mountain. And like if you looked at it from the side, it looked like an old man. And like, but it crumbled and fell.
So you're from the place where the only big person is Gigi Allen.
Yeah, I mean, there's like some other people from there. That's like
no rapper, no like pop artist is from there.
Fuck, there might be, but I don't know. You know, one claim to fame for New Hampshire is that Steven Tyler, Joe Perry from Aerosmith went to summer camp there. That's where they met. So Aerosmith is sort of from New Hampshire, but they're a Boston band.
Yeah, they're a Boston band.
Anyway, so yeah, New Hampshire, but like that's like where I grew up, and that's where I started going to shows.
How is it over there? Is like you've traveled in California, right? Obviously, like
yeah, for sure.
What would you describe, like? Because I haven't really like been outside of like a couple times outside of California.
Maybe you could compare it to like Northern California, like north of the Bay,
like Sacramento.
No, like, I mean, like, you know, like, where there's, like, a bunch of fucking trees and shit. Like,
like
you know,
what's
like,
that?
Like, Redding and Humboldt County and, like, all that shit. But it's not like that. Those places are, like...
Better? Or less better?
I mean, I've never lived there, but, like, you know, those places are, I think, probably a little more cool, you know?
So, like...
New Hampshire is just, like, very suburban, plain. There's some cool places there, too, and I kind of, like, have come around on it a little more. But it's just, like, a lot of woods, you know... It's kind of boring, I think, you know? I don't know if anyone from New Hampshire...
Like Bakersfield?
I would... There's some Bakersfield-type places in New Hampshire, probably, you know?
But, yeah, but is there, like anything? Like something that sounds really boring. It's like...
Yeah, it's just, like... It's just really plain, you know?
Yeah.
But it's, like... I don't know. It's, like, relatively, like... I don't know. Not a bad place to grow up, I guess. It's just, like, where I grew up, like... You couldn't walk anywhere. Like, all my friends lived, like, so far away. Like, I'd be, like, just, like, riding up, like, all these hills on, like, a BMX, like, 7 miles to, like, just hang out with a friend. You know what I mean? It's just, like...
Damn.
It's just... I don't know.
There's
not a ton going on, but, yeah.
I mean, that's what the Borg was saying. Like, that's where, like, to be fair, a lot of the best riffmans come from, like, this trenches of, like...
Yeah, some sort, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like... Yeah, you know,
stay at home and play guitar or like learn an instrument.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, and then like you just like so numb. I feel like I'm like I don't know, just I don't know. But damn, so like would you say like metal kind of like or like not metal but like heavy music like if you would have not liked heavy music, you would have just like stayed. Like you would have had
to wonder. Yeah, I don't know. Like yeah, because and like when I was a kid, I don't like my mom said that I didn't like music. But then, like, my dad showed me Nirvana, and then I was like, okay, I fuck with this, and then I got a guitar. But, like, the start of, like, me liking music was all, like, 90s hard rock.
So like Soundgarden?
For sure.
Pearl Jam?
Yes. Stone Temple Pilots.
Dude, I love that shit. That's
yeah, and I still listen to that. Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
And so, like, yeah.
I think my favorite band of all time is Pearl Jam.
Oh, sick.
I love that band.
Yeah. Like, yeah, they're great.
What's your favorite band of all time?
At my most sentimental, probably Nirvana, but like also Slayer and the Misfits.
Okay.
The Misfits are pretty big for me.
Okay.
Because it's a band like that I listen to, you know.
Which era?
I mean, only Danzig era for sure. But dude, like,
Michael Gray's era is the best.
Yeah, okay. I mean, they're, like that song, Dig Up Her Bones is pretty good.
You want to hear something crazy?
What?
When I was a kid, I was really into the Misfits, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was like obsessed. I did not listen to like the Danzig era.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it was the Danzig era.
Yeah.
Year after, like, I got into Misfits. Because my dad had showed me Famous Monsters. No, I think I saw that. Like, you know, the like those hats that they sell in the Santee Alley? With, like, the brim and it has, like, a, like,
right.
a tear or something? So I saw the Famous Monsters, like, yo. So, like, yeah. I listened to Famous Monsters, listened to American Psycho. And, yep. like, and then, like, a year later, I was like, what is this? We Are 138? And I was like, oh.
Yeah. I think I had a similar thing. I think I heard American Psycho first because I saw the skull, like the Crimson Ghost, you know, like on a t-shirt. And I was like, oh, I got to hear that band. Like, everyone has this shirt, you know? And then, like, I got American Psycho. And then I was like, I don't know. It's like,
really?
This is okay. I don't know why people like this band so much. And then, like, my friend's older brother was like, no. Like, and he, like, showed me, like, Walk Among Us or something. And I was like, oh, it just blew my mind, you know?
Damn. I still like American Psycho, but... so yeah, talk about your parents. Talk about like,
yeah,
what was like? What's how? I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I was
born in '86. You know, so like, I kind of like became aware of like, you know, what was going on late '80s, early '90s, and yeah, like my parents split up like super early. Not that that like was super significant, but like, you know, it's like mom's house. I think was like pretty like more like. Rules and like safe and like, you know, like go to bed at a certain time, like, you know, do your homework, like don't be exposed to like anything like aggressive or extreme, you know what I mean? Whereas like my dad's house, it was like eventually as I became more interested in like, you know, music, movies, it'd be like fucking aggressive music, horror movies, you know, like action movies, just like, and just rotting my brain, watching fucking MTV all fucking day, Beavis and Butthead, you know? And so it was like kind of a split there, you know? And I think that was probably good, you know, to have a little bit of both.
Yeah.
But my dad really likes music and he had like tons of LPs and stuff. And like, it was mostly like, in my memory, I'm like, my dad only listened to like oldies shit, you know? Like 50s and 60s music, doo-wop, like 60s pop music, you know what I mean? But then I'm like also thinking like he had a bunch of shit like 80s shit like Depeche Mode and New Order, and like he also like randomly had like a couple like metal and punk records. Like I remember he had Dead Kennedys.
So like he just appreciated Megadeth. Music.
Yeah. He just liked to buy new music, and he would like subscribe to like music magazines and stuff.
Do you like, he like also care about like music, like psychology, like the trends and all that stuff, or he just solely like really like wanted to hear new things?
I think he wanted to hear new things, and he wanted to keep up with music, and you know, but it's weird because I just remember, I'm like, he only listened to the oldies, but that's not true.
So. You never heard him listen to Dead Kennedys, but the LP was there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then I think like once I started getting more into it, because I was into the 90s hard rock stuff at first, and then I kind of like went a little deeper and then found out about more like punk stuff, you know, and that was a real big change.
What would be like from this band to that band?
I don't know. I think it might have been the Dead Kennedys, or it might have been he might have shown me the Sex Pistols or something like that. And then, like, because I was so obsessed with Nirvana, I would read, like, interviews with, like, Kurt Cobain, and he was into punk, so he'd mention stuff, but then I'd be like, I don't know what that band is. You know what I mean? Like,
I heard he was, like, a big fan of Black Flag, right?
Like, yeah, sure, like, he would mention Black Flag, but I'd be like, I don't know what that is, you know? Yeah. And it's like, you couldn't, like, it wasn't on MTV, or it wasn't on the rock radio, so I never heard it, you know?
The Rolling Bands wasn't on MTV around the time?
You know, actually, that's a good point, because, yeah, like, I remember, like, the video for Liar, and like,
is that the black and white one?
No, it's like, I feel like he has like red paint all over.
Like,
I just remember Beavis and Butthead watching it, and they're like, you know, saying a bunch of funny shit. Obviously, I don't remember what they say, but anyway, so then like, yeah, I think I started getting into more shit from there. But like before that, like, my dad took me to like a handful of like hard rock concerts, like Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, you saw Nine Inch Nails?
Yeah, like went to a couple David Bowie. I mean, sorry, I saw Nine Inch Nails and David Bowie when I was like 9 years old.
That's crazy. Do you remember? Like, do you have a
good... I do remember. The only thing I really remember is that I tried to mosh. And
I'm 9 years old at 90.
Yeah, and like I mentioned it to my dad like not that long ago, and he was like, yeah, I remember. He's like, I thought I was gonna have a dead child on my hands. He had to like run in and like grab me. And so,
damn, how do you watch it yourself? And you're just like,
yeah, you just push.
It's like, oh, like,
yeah, it wasn't like hardcore pushing. I think it was just pushing, but
not even circle pits.
It might have been a little bit of a circle pit.
Yeah.
But then I like went to like a bunch of Ozfests.
How old were you then?
Probably like 12 or something like that.
So like seeing like Hatebreed, like Cold Chamber and shit.
Cold Chamber, I never saw Hatebreed. I think Hatebreed was a little later.
Really?
For Ozfest, yeah. But it was like, I mean, it was the height of nu metal. So it was like, you name a nu metal band, and I probably saw them, because I'm not like trying to brag or anything, but it just was like, it was the time, and I went to like enough like festival lineups, like Ozfest.
And your dad took you to those.
Yeah.
And so like, but do you also remember those? Like,
yeah,
can you like
for sure.
Picture like. But I mean, the weird thing about nu metal is it's like I feel like they like a lot of them just have like a hit. For example, like Cold Chamber, like I would really want to see Cold Chamber just play Logo.
Sure.
And then like dip. You know what I mean? Like, or it might have been play Dig, and I'm like, I'm dipping.
Yeah,
like,
I saw them play the whole set though, you know?
So how's that?
It was cool. I mean,
like, don't you get bored after? Because I know there's a Cold Chamber set out there where like
I just loved being there and just like, fucking rocking out, you know?
Yeah. Is there any bands that like stick with you after that? Like, or do you like kind of like, this is.
I'd say like bands that stick with me would be like Pantera. And
you saw Pantera then?
Yeah.
Pantera was still around then?
Yeah, I mean, it was like the late 90s, early 2000s. So I think they probably broke up like shortly after that.
Yeah.
But I don't know, bands that I really liked. I mean, I loved Soulfly. I liked Cold Chamber.
Yeah.
Korn, Limp Bizkit.
You still don't like that stuff?
Some of that stuff, it's like kind of like, I think it's okay, you know.
But you're not blasting Limp Bizkit anymore.
Recently tried to listen to the first Limp Bizkit record, like within the last couple years, and I couldn't get through it.
Really?
Yeah, it was tough. Yeah, but I loved that shit when I was 13.
Yeah.
You know?
The first Limp Bizkit record, which one is it?
It's like the one with like that
graffiti
on it.
It's like, yeah, right. Like all the hits.
Like the first one, I think the hit was Counterfeit, and that has the Faith cover. Or like the Michael cover, and then the next one I think is the one with Nookie.
Oh, okay, that's
and
a good.
That was like kind of fell off there.
Really,
I was OG Limp Bizkit. You know what I mean? Like,
damn, like
I
OG.
I didn't like the new shit. I don't like the demo.
Oh my god, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, but like, do you have any siblings?
Yeah, two stepsisters.
Oh, okay, but like, you were like only child from your parents.
Yes. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Because they were together for super long, but. Like, I was, like, 2 when they split up. And then I moved with my mom when I was, like, 7. She got remarried. And then that's where we ended up in New Hampshire.
Would you say you have a better relationship with your dad?
No, it's, like, about the same. You know?
The same?
Yeah. No, like, my mom's, like, awesome and, like, super supportive and nice. And my dad is, too. Yeah.
Wait, so your dad's a fan of music. Like, is he, like, stoked about, like, has he seen your bands live? Has
he no, he hasn't, but, like, I think he's seen, like, videos and stuff, you know?
That's why he doesn't go? He's like, fuck this.
He's just like, you won't, like, go anywhere, you know?
Okay.
So.
Does he like the music?
I think so, a little bit.
Does he ever say, like, this is my favorite band you've done?
No. He just, like, busts my balls about it and be like, yeah, it's all right, you know?
Really?
Yeah, he's giving me a hard time, you know? Like,
yeah.
But, yeah, he's always asking me about it. But yeah, like, my mom remarried and my stepdad and, like, sisters are, like, theater people. You know what I mean? They like musicals and stuff. And, like, I can't fucking stand that shit.
Really?
So it'd be always, like, I don't mean to, like, hate, you know what I mean? But, like, I would, like, go, like, see them in, like, plays and stuff. And I'd be like, oh, man, like, this is not my thing, you know?
I mean, that's sick, though. That's, like...
It is sick, yeah.
Like, that's crazy. Like, someone's, like... Yeah, we're going to this like theater thing. I was like, I'm gonna fuck. It's like, yo, like that's the guitars of commands, like sit like and I'd be like, yo, like that's something like some lore shit. You know what I mean? Like
this was like they were in like the high school play.
Oh, okay. I was like, hey, but still it's like that's cool that like you guys are very like you guys are artistic or like are intrigued, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a lot of music around, I guess.
Yeah. And so yeah, how was like that growing like from 12 to like 15, up to like high school, finishing high school? How was that?
That's like when I started. Yeah, that's me in college.
Oh, okay, like, okay, then that's pretty less after it. But
like that age is like when I started getting into punk. Yeah. And it was like I think I got tipped off to like Dead Kennedys, The Misfits, Black Flag, and then I had a friend whose older brother was like 4 or 5 years older than us. And he was super into punk and hardcore and like knew about tons of cool shit. But he also was like into nu metal. It's just like, you know, it's like, it's that age where you're like, I just like fucking aggressive shit. And so, and he had like horror, like Faces of Death and stuff, you know, like it's just like all sorts of horror shit. And like, but yeah, I remember he showed us like Misfits, like more Dead Kennedys, Minor Threat. Minor Threat was like mind blowing.
Why?
I just had never heard anything like that was like that aggressive and raw
and
like,
clear
and clear and just like to the point. Like you hear that first 7-inch like filler, I don't want to hear it. Like it's just like
it's real.
It's so fucking real. And I don't put it on anymore. And there's a weird thing about Minor Threat where like everyone's like, yeah, they're the greatest band, but like I've never listened to them or whatever, you know. But
no, I just listened to them so many times.
Yeah,
I mean, even Bad Brains. I love the Bad Brains.
Sure, yeah.
But I am like, dude, I can't stand the. Yeah. And it's like I'm like, I've listened to this so many times in my lifetime.
It's almost like hearing like classic rock at this point.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean. Like you hear like a Doors intro or like Pink Floyd or something.
You're like, I like the Metallica album, like the Black album. I literally listened to that coming out like Till This World. I was listening to that album.
Yeah,
I listened to so many times. I tried to play it like last time. I was like, let me see how like. Yeah. Like I haven't listened to this like since I was a kid because I've listened to so much. I'm like, dude, I remember like word per word, like note per note. I'm like, I remember everything, like, and I haven't listened to it in years, but like I just listened to so much that I'm so burnt. The only band that I still listen to is Pearl Jam, but yeah, even then it's like rare. But
yeah. So yeah, I started like diving more deep into it, and like he knew about like a lot of like more recent shit too, and I didn't like he knew about like Charles Bronson. That was a big game changer for me because that also was just like never heard anything like that. I didn't even know how to fucking make sense of that. Like just the like just sounded like chaos to me and like in a cool way. And so that was a pretty big. And then like I was like, oh, this band's like from the late 90s, you know, like that's more recent. Whereas I was like, oh, like punk, all this stuff, it's like from the 80s. All these bands are broken up. No one does this anymore. I don't know.
They all like did other shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, like, and then that guy, my friend's older brother, his name was Randy, he ended up joining, he played in like a kind of new metalcore band, and I don't remember what they were called, but like, you know, I started seeing stuff like that, like going to like some local shows, but they were almost like Battle of the Bands kind of things.
So it was like, there wasn't really a real scene. Like
there was a little bit, but like that, I feel like I became more aware of it a little later, but he played in this band called The Dakota. And they were like a power violence band, and I loved them. And like they were like probably like 4 or 5 years older than me, and I would go to any show they played, and like I remember them playing like a gazebo, like just like they play like Battle of the Bands type stuff because they were like probably still in high school, and I would straight up punish them. Like I would just be like,
you know, I love
like,
your band.
I would be like, I love your band. Like, you know, like thinking about like, oh, what if they asked me to join? You know, yeah. What I mean, like. And they're actually on Spotify. They have like their whole discography. It's called The Dakota.
This is so old up. Like you still listen.
I still fuck with it. I don't know. I mean, I still think it's pretty good. It's like power violence. It's like kind of grind. It's kind of groove. It's like, you know, like for sure.
Like
yeah, but they were like in high school, you know, and like.
So it's not bad.
It's not bad. No, I compare it to like Charles Bronson or like Ruination.
Yeah.
But like it kind of it's late 90s so and like early 2000s, so it's like it's kind of melodic. It's a little slight like there's slight screamo influence that like got in there somehow because I think that was just the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, I would go punish them. And like I feel like the first proper show I went to was a show they played with, do you know X-Files X?
Sounds familiar. Yeah.
It's like a straight edge power violence band. Brendan, who sang in the Rival Mob, it was his band.
Okay.
Like when he was younger.
Yeah.
And that was like the first. I feel like that was like the first actual show that wasn't like kind of like a high school like.
That's a hard name, X Files X.
Yeah, it's sick. Yeah. They're right. Their LP is like still one of my favorite.
Yeah.
And but so yeah, and then yeah, so that was like kind of like late junior high, early high school.
And were you doing like good in high school, or like your whole life was music?
I was not that great of a student, like, early on in high school, and, like, was pretty depressed, and, like, was, like, smoking weed and getting drunk and stuff like that. And then I think actually, and as were a lot of my friends, not in, like, a concerning way or anything, you know what I mean?
Just, like, bored.
Bored and, like, being a teenager and being like, oh, this is bad, and, like, you get some, like, dirt weed and, like, smoke it. And, like someone's parents have like liquor and you try and like take a little bit without them noticing, stuff like that, you know? And like, but also like, yeah, I just was like not that great of a student. But then I kind of just like, I think it was punk and hardcore as I got more into that, it definitely had a positive influence. And then I was like, okay, I'm straight edge. And I was straight edge for a while there.
How long were you straight edge?
I don't know, like 2 years.
Seems like a while to me. When you said a while, I was like, oh, you were here like recently or something.
No. So I can't say a while. You know, if you're not now, you never were, as they say.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, because like definitely some of my friends started getting, like they weren't, you know, like they started getting more like partying, like much more like, you know, like partying harder, you know, with like, and like, drinking more, maybe a little bit of pills in there, you know what I mean? And then I was like, oh, I'm just gonna get into like punk more. And then I was straight edge, and I had a friend, my friend Alex, who ended up playing that band Shipwrecked AD.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
And like once we had access to a car, we just like went to fucking shows like four nights a week. And like we
in New Hampshire or like surrounding?
New Hampshire and Massachusetts. So we're like an hour away from Boston.
Okay. And New Hampshire itself, was there a scene? Was there, like, a lot of kids, like...
A little bit, yeah. And it was, like, the big things were metalcore and street punk.
Mm.
And so,
street like, punk in New Hampshire?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was this band called The Knox that was really big. Water Drowning.
Yeah.
It was, like, I guess you call it deathcore. They sound like the Red Chord. They were, like, the baby Red Chord.
Okay, yeah, early deathcore.
Yeah.
Early deathcore.
And, like, they went to my... Some of those guys went to my high school, but they were a little older than me. And then...
Did you like that?
Yeah, I now that I listen to it, I'm like, it's like super tech, and I'm like, I can't imagine writing that music in high school. It's like very impressive.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you like that music? Like, do you like? Well, you're a guitar player. Like, what do you think about like super edited? Like, have you heard of Rings of Saturn?
No, I haven't.
It's like that. You know, like that eight, like fucking, like ten fucking. You know what I'm talking about? Like 10 string guitar, where it's just like, like, it's just like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like really like anything like
is, I would like watching it live and like seeing like what the guitarist is playing, but like listening to it, I can't really get a grasp of what's going on, I think. And also it's just like, it's like some of that stuff sounds like, I mean, I haven't heard this band that you're talking about, but like some like more tech stuff, I'm like, it just sounds like a fucking CD skipping, like it's just like, but
yeah.
And I think I was way more impressed by that, like not impressed, but like I was way more intrigued by it when I was younger.
Yeah,
because I was also into like all the weird music too. Like I really liked like Mr. Bungle and like Phantomas and like stuff like the
Primus.
I liked Primus, yeah, for sure. But yeah, like in high school, I definitely was like, okay, like hardcore is like my shit.
Yeah,
And, like, because it was, like, metalcore and street punk, but then, like, I started to find out about, like, you know, because I was, like, into Charles Bronson, and I was like, where's, like, this kind of world?
Mm.
You know what I mean? And then, like, I kind of found out more about, like, more, like, classic U.S. hardcore that was going on.
Yeah.
You know? Like, in this band Out Cold, who are from, like, 30 minutes south of me. They're, like, you know, 90s... Or, like, they started probably in the late 80s. It's just, like, fast U.S. hardcore. Yeah. I'm not sure if you're, you know.
Yeah.
So, like, I hit them up to do a show. And then, like, got some other bands, like, in that style that I found out about, you know.
Do you, like, would you say you're a hardcore kid at heart?
Yeah, I mean, that's, like, where I, like, mostly, like, feel like I came into my own. You know what I mean?
Just, so, you're, like you two-step, you spin kick.
Maybe not spin kick, but I'll definitely
two-step. The windmill? You did the windmill?
Maybe like that one windmill where you're like this. It's not really like a full-on windmill.
The beat down one?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Um, Yeah, not too much spin kicking, but like some of those metalcore shows for sure spin kicking. And like me and my friend Alex, we'd be like, book a metalcore band, and we knew there was gonna be a breakdown, we'd like hit the fucking lights off and be like pitch black. And you just hear people get fucked up, you know?
Well, how far is Philly from you?
Oh, like 6 hours probably. Okay, never mind.
Did you ever see Stillag 13?
When you were younger? No.
Well, like, what were some of the violent shows you saw as a kid?
Oh, yeah, like Converge.
That was violent?
Fuck yeah, dude.
How violent? Like, what type of violence? Like,
just fucking, like, pit violence. Just fights, just spin kicking, moshing.
Spin kicking to, like,
really? Yeah, but, like, they have those hard breakdowns, you know?
And then people are just like,
yeah.
What type of people are going to those shows? Like I imagine, like, artsy people, but then you're telling me, like, I don't know if artsy people are spin kicking.
No, I feel like, you know, there was.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, like, no, I mean, this was, like, early 2000s in Boston, and there was a lot of, like, it was a pretty, like, tough scene, I think. Yeah.
And,
there was
and they fucked with Converge.
For sure. Yeah.
Ah, interesting.
And a lot, it was just, like, you know, and, like, they had, like, seen, like, Blood for Blood, or, like.
You saw Blood for Blood?
Yeah.
Damn.
Think I Care. And then, like, yeah, I mean, I don't know, even, like.
Were you ever scared?
For sure. For sure, yeah. Because, I mean, like, I'm not that big, and, like, picture me when I was, like, you know, 17 or something. Like, yeah. I was, like, fucking 110 pounds, you know?
And we just watch, or were you, like, being treated to pit, or how?
I would hit the pit sometimes, terrified, for sure.
Yeah.
Or, like, maybe, like, a pit of pylon, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, but there was, like, yeah, I mean, like, we started going to shows, like, more, like, in Massachusetts, and, like, it was, like, you know, bands like Righteous Jams, Mental. Yeah, Mental was huge. Think I Care.
The Rival Mob was way later, right?
Rival Mob was for sure later, but kind of the same scene.
Yeah,
same people, you know? And
see, because that's a different type of violence. Like, the Rival Mob is, like jumping on someone's head, like.
For sure, but it's also, like, kind of, like, lighthearted, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's, like, not, like.
Dun, 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 you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not, like, I'm going to kick, like, it's not, like. Mean-spirited, you know?
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
damn. So you're yeah, so that makes sense, because Sam Boston, Jesse, I don't know the other dudes, but, like, Sam for sure is, like, a dude who could play a lot of other things, but he's a hardcore kid.
For sure.
And, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, that's a new subgenre, am I right? Or, like hardcore kids playing metal, like Creeping Death.
Right, right.
There's a show, I think it was a pre-Sounding Fury show, you guys were on it last year?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
All those were, like, hardcore kids now playing death metal.
For sure, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of cool. You know
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, yeah. So, how'd you meet Jesse?
I met Jesse, like.
During college or before or after?
During college.
During college. Oh, you guys went to college together, right?
Yeah, we went to college in the same town, which was in Amherst, Massachusetts.
How was that? How was meeting Jesse for the first time?
Oh, it was cool. I remember meeting him, though he says that we met earlier. I remember meeting him at a Regulation show in Boston. It's like, you know, that Swedish band, Regulations. It's like kind of like, we used to call it Diagonal Line Hardcore.
By the Refused?
No, it's more just like, kind of like.
Panic-core?
It's like punk-ish hardcore that's like, has like kind of clean guitars. It's like pretty catchy. I don't know what I would compare
like
it
to. Like Hoax?
No.
Like Youth Crew?
No. I don't know what I'd compare it to. But they. But yeah, so they. It doesn't matter. But like, so I met him at this Regulation show in Boston. And but he's like, oh no, I met you at this party like a week before, but you were too drunk and you don't remember.
He's like, no, that's the truth. I was like, okay.
So maybe, I don't know. But, yeah. Definitely sounds like me, but yeah, and we ended up like, I don't know, just hanging out because, you know, we're both into hardcore and punk and stuff, and like, you know, like the scene in Western Mass is like pretty small, or at least where we were, you know what I mean? Like in the Amherst area. Yeah. And so everyone kind of knows each other, and you definitely like I went to college and like with like a couple months, like I didn't meet anyone into punk or anything, like, or like it was, and I almost like just like moved back to New Hampshire because I was like, this sucks, it's like just frat boys and like nerds and stuff, you know what I mean? And yeah. Then like, but like I remember like I had like an Andy Peterson's or army shirt on, and like this dude who I ended up doing a band with later like came up to me and was like, sup dude, you into punk? Exactly. Like he was kind of busting my balls, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
And then, like he was like one of the first people I met, but yeah, and it was just like small and everybody like hung out, and there were like small shows. There was like a DIY space called the Flywheel, and a bunch of bands would come through and play there.
Yeah.
And
it was, did you decide to go to college, or your parents were like, yeah, we need to go to college?
It's funny, like I never thought I wanted to go to college, and like knew that, like, and was partly probably because like my mom like really wanted me to go to college, and I was like kind of like being defensive and being like, well, I'm not gonna go now, you know what I mean? And like, and then like I got into punk, and I was like, Crime Think was really big then, you know, Crime Think. It was like some kind of anarchist collective, and they put out like books and stuff, and maybe put out records. It was very much in the vein of Crass, yeah. But like American, and like it was mostly, I think it was partly run by the guy who sang for that band Catharsis, the 90s one.
Okay.
It was just very like this kind of like new anarchism. They had a book called like Days of War, Nights of Love. They were really into like dumpster diving and like, you know, like not working and like, anyway.
I want to talk about this. So like, yeah. What's dumpster diving?
It's like when you go get like moldy bread out of a dumpster and eat it, and you're like,
that's your food?
Yeah, because it's like you don't want to waste it or whatever. I don't know. I'm being mean. It's not like, you know, like they would be like, oh, but the food's still good, and like, you know, you should.
Oh, so they're really anarchist. Like they're all like on that.
Yeah. Which I mean, and then like I remember going dumpster diving with someone once, like Panera Bread, and I was like, this sucks.
I don't fucking, what the fuck? I mean, do whatever the hell you want, but like,
yeah,
like I can't imagine me like on the name of punk and the name of anarchy, let's go to the dumpster.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's like you don't have to support the system, you know, like, and like
I want to eat good.
It's like, yeah, same. So like, but like also like going to shows in high school in Boston, like there was a scene that was like very crusty. It was basically hippies who played aggressive music, you know, and it was like people, they were like, you know, they'd have a song that would be like 30 seconds long, and then there'd be like a 5-minute speech about like some like political thing or something, you know what I mean? And I was like into that for sure, and that was very Crime Think. And anyway,
and how'd you stop?
Go ahead.
No. I mean, where'd you stop? Like, what? I
was into it all, you know what I mean? Like, and there were people who were like, I'm only into this one scene. Oh, like, okay. I only like metalcore, or I only like street punk, or I only like youth crew. And like, I was like, you're gonna miss out on a lot of good music if I only like this one thing.
Well, I think a lot of people go there for the personality. Like, I'm gonna,
sure, and that doesn't last. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
were the crust kids and the street kids, street punk kids, separate?
I think there was a little bit of overlap there.
Oh,
the street punk thing was more in New Hampshire.
Then
Boston street punk was like, I was kind of unaware of that. But there certainly was Boston street punk, like, you know, the Unseen and all that shit.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But the crusty thing is like, all those shows were in basements, like
DIY.
Yeah, there was a place called The Library. Huh. And it was like, yeah, it was a cool time, you know? And
I want to ask you this, as you've been around longer. How did, like, because I feel like on like hardcore, it kind of goes like this, you know, in waves and all that. And it, like, you know what I mean? Depends on the place or whatever. But like, from like, it was like anarchy, like, does that thing last? Like, or like, does it like still continue even if it on a smaller scale? Or would you say like it literally happens and then it dies and then it happens and then it dies? Because like, I can't see like that lasting. Like, that mindset, like.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, eventually, I mean, not to just anyone, but like,
sure, yeah,
anyone specifically, but like, I'm like, I feel like having that mindset of like anarchy and knowing about like, you know, like basic human rights and all that, it's very important. And sure, it's a very good thing to know. You know what I mean? And it's a very, like, kind of, like, very good thing to know. But to, like, base your life on that, like, I've, like, kind of, like, been intrigued and gone to places like that. And I'm like, yeah, but to some extent, you just have, like, a I don't want to do anything mindset. You know what I mean? Either.
Right, yeah. Like, I mean, I think it's just, like, in the United States, everything is bought and sold and owned. And, like, you have to fucking work. So, like, trying to live like that is, I think, is pretty difficult.
I mean, also, you're lucky. Like, people, like you could be poor and, like, still get benefits. You know what I mean? Like, in I think about, like, Mexico. I'm like, dude, Mexico, there ain't no...
Yeah.
No one's gonna, like... You know what I mean? Like, there is, like... forget about anarchy. I'm...
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I don't know. But, so, yeah. So, you met Jesse. Started... You guys... So, tell me about that time, because... Jesse mentioned that you guys were really depressed, so you guys started Hoax.
Yeah. So, like, well, I mean, we started Hoax probably, like, 4 or 5 years. No, probably, like, 6 years after we met.
Oh, really?
Yeah, something like that. So, like, you know, we were, like, all friends through college, and I ended up going to Buffalo to go do even more college because I thought that was a good idea.
What was your degree?
I mainly studied, like, mid-century French philosophy.
what do you do with that, like...
You read books and then, like...
No, but, like, what would you, like, if you graduate from that? Like, what do you...
I mean, yeah, well, I wanted to be a professor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And,
You think if music didn't happen, you would have been a professor now?
Say that again?
If music would have not happened, you would have been a professor now?
I don't know. I think I probably would have lost my mind. I think I realized that I didn't want to be a professor. Like, I didn't want to get up in front of, like, anywhere from 30 to 500 people and teach. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, I didn't feel like that I really had enough say... enough things to say, you know what I mean? And so, like, I think that I got, you know, it's like I liked reading those books. I sort of enjoyed writing about it, but I felt I found it very difficult. And then, like, to go take the next step and be a professor, and you have to, like, you can't care about where you live, you know what I mean? You just have to go wherever the job is, you know what I mean? So, like, you're, especially with that stuff, because it's, like, so hard to get a job, you know?
So,
like, I just finished in Buffalo. I was in Buffalo for 2 years, and, like, I basically just hung out with, like, other grad students. I went to a couple punk shows. I remember seeing Iron Lung, but I had kind of, like... But so, well, yeah, so... Yeah, but at that time, I was playing in a band called Aerosols, which, I mean,
Is that a drug?
Is that what?
Is that a drug? Aerosols?
No, it's, like, spray paint cans or, like, aerosol cans or, like...
What is the drug?
Like, hairspray is, like, an aerosol can. I think it just means there's, like, air in a can.
Well, there's a drug, I think, that's something salts.
Oh, bath salts.
There you go, bath salts. Yeah.
That was probably the time of bath salts.
Yeah.
Hoax was bath salt era for sure.
Really?
I think Hoax played a show in Miami right after that dude who was on bath salts did something... I don't know. He, like, ripped someone's face off or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
That might be, like, a tall tale, and then, like, turned out that actually, like, that didn't happen. But.
Really? I hope it didn't happen, because I was like, dude, I'm like, I walked the bus. I can't imagine, like, one day just walking and, like, some dude's like, thank God. I mean, hopefully not. But
anyways, so after I got out of grad school, I, like, moved back to Western Mass, which is where Jesse and I went to college, and, like, We were depressed as fuck, and, like, but we decided to start a band.
But talk about Aerosols a little bit.
So Aerosols was, like, in high school I was in a band called Youth Liberation Front, and which is, like,
Jesse told me about it, and I was like, wish. Dude, that's the hardest fucking name. Is there any music out there?
There's one song on YouTube, I think, and...
Hard name.
You think so? I remember thinking it was pretty silly.
Dude, I was like, I'm trying to start something, and I was like, I literally want to steal it. Like, I just, like...
Dude, it's all yours.
It's such a hard name.
I was, like, you know, 15, 20 years ago, so... and we did not know what we wanted to sound like, you know? It's like high school band, you know? Like,
and what did it sound like?
It was, like, we were really influenced by The Oath... and, like, definitely, like, fuck, like, Converge, the shit, like, it just shit that just, like, didn't...
You know what I wish that band sounds like?
You know?
The name, well, I want it to sound like crass death metal.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, you know what I mean? Like, but
that's a good idea.
That's the Youth Liberation Front, and then, like, a very, like, death metal-y, like, anarchist, like, dude, that'd be crazy.
You can do it.
Yeah, that sounds nuts. Because when I heard it, I was like, that's a crazy name.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, like, I was into that anarchist stuff,
yeah.
You know, like, And then it's like Earth Liberation Front, Animal Liberation
Front. Well, how many stuff of that just still stick with you to this day?
The anarchist stuff? Yeah. I think it's back there, like, in my mind somewhere, but like, I wouldn't consider myself an anarchist. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you see the Dark Martens right there, like, they're not vegan yet.
Yeah. Yeah, those are my anarchist Doc Martens.
While the time you were, like, hanging out with grads, undergrads, you were saying? So you were, like, a normie for a while?
Nah, I wouldn't say that. I was always, like, doing punk stuff. Because, like, Youth Liberation Front stopped, and then I did Aerosols.
And what Aerosols sound like?
Aerosols was, like, it was, like, kind of thrashy, like, hardcore. I would say, like, kind of, like, Nine Shocks Terror, or, like, but, like, I think we were influenced by Void a lot, and there was, like, a lot of Boston bands at the time that kind of did this thing that was, like, it wasn't quite a D beat, and it wasn't a blast beat, it was, like, between the two.
Dun, 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 dun,
it like was, that? Like, da 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 da.
Oh, okay, okay.
You know, like, it is, I guess, a D beat, but it's, like, really fast, so I tried to do that. But I play drums, and I cannot play drums. So, like...
At all.
I mean, I made... Like, I recorded all the songs, and, like, I wrote a bunch of the songs on guitar,
too. With a click or without the click?
Hell no, no click.
No click.
And all the songs were, like, 45 seconds or, like, a minute or something. And, like, I just wanted it to be, like, really simple and, like, fast. And then we had, like, some, like, moshy songs and stuff like that. But, like, when we played live, it was, like, a fucking train wreck. Like, it was just, like, chaos. And like
good or bad?
Yeah, in a good way.
Okay, okay.
But like the songs were just like, it's just a blur, you know. And we would only try and play for like 7 minutes or like 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, we were playing really like short sets, and
that's the best.
Yeah, and we did everything on Youth Attack Records, and like when I was like when I was in high school, I became aware of Youth Attack, and like that was like a huge inspiration for me.
Youth Attack is like a very enriched history.
Yeah, it's a sick fucking label, and Mark McCoy is a man.
Yeah.
And,
Mark who?
Mark McCoy, who does Youth Attack. He sang in Charles Bronson, he sang in Das Oath, you know.
Does he play in any bands now?
Yeah, he does. I'm not sure exactly what the status of his bands are right now. He plays in a, you know, most recently he was doing a band called Absolute Power.
They only do like Midwest shit, right? I can't think of a West Coast band.
He was based out of New York for a long time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did he do an interview?
He might. I know he's done some.
Oh, hit him up.
Yeah, hit him up. But so he was like definitely a big influence. I like met him because I booked Das Oath and like would punish them and like be like really annoying to them and be like,
I love your band.
I love your band and like shit, you know? And like, and then eventually I think like I showed him this new band Aerosols and he was into it, and I was just like, I remember him like texting me being like, I want to put out the Aerosol 7-inch. I was like fucking through my phone.
I
was just like, I can't believe this. Like, you know, and.
And how long were you guys in band for? Aerosol?
Probably like 3 or 4 years. We did one East Coast tour with Mark's band Failures.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, it was a cool band to be in. I played drums. We did like 3 7-inches, 4 7-inches and an LP.
4 7-inches and an LP.
Yeah.
Is it on YouTube?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
It's definitely on YouTube. But it was basically like, yeah, it was like a Western Mass band. And but yeah, so that, I really never like Aerosols kind of ended like right when Hoax started.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, I moved back and like, I just like was like, I don't know, I guess like, I don't know, maybe I'll do another band, I don't know. But like, I kind of like, Jesse kind of pushed me and was like, dude, come on, let's do a fucking band. Like, I was like, oh, I don't know, all right.
Damn.
And
that worked really good for you.
It did. But like, I just didn't know what I wanted to do because I had like just finished school and I was just like, fuck, what am I going to do? I was like 23 years old being like, what am I going to do with my life? Yeah. You know, like.
I'm there.
Don't have a quarter life crisis.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was like about to have one, you know, because I was like, fuck, I'm not going to be a professor. What am I going to do? Like,
yeah.
And Jesse's like, let's start a hardcore band. I'm like, I don't know if that's what I need to do.
Yeah, you know? That's not the right thing to do, yeah.
And I mean, I'm so glad that, wanted to do that. Jesse's a really good, he's someone who's like, because I could be like really like closed-minded, I think, about like what's possible in life, and I'll just be like, this can't happen for this and this and this, and I'll just be like, it just can't happen, fuck it, life sucks, you know, like, you can't do anything, you know, that's just how it is. And he'll be like, no, man, like, you know, like, you're thinking about it wrong, like, you know, like, you could do this and this and this, you know. And I'm like, oh, okay. But it's like a defense on my part, you know.
How do you guys end up playing there's a video you guys playing Recycling Bin.
Recycling plant.
Yeah, I was like,
how that came about, but like that was like during Chaos and Teos, and like there would be all sorts of like stuff, like, you know, kind of like weird like venues like that. That was an extreme case, but I think someone knew someone, or someone's dad, or worked at the.
Did it smell?
Oh yeah, it smelled like shit. I mean, people were like throwing fucking like milk jugs like across the, I would be like playing guitar and like someone would like whiz past my head and like and I forget who else played that show. I know TPSS did, but yeah, people were just throwing trash, just recycling, and
that's crazy.
Yeah, it was a pretty sick show.
What are some other shows that probably are not online? I mean, the cave one
is probably the craziest, and that's
why.
I mean, it just was like, it was really crazy for me because I was in the worst possible position, and like,
why?
Because like, I just kept getting moshed into. Like, by the end of the show, like, all my cables were like bent, and like I was like afraid that I like wouldn't be able to get them out of the amp because they had like bent so much, you know, and like, yeah, like when Condition played that show, and they set up like in the back of the cave, and that was good for them, and then people just like moshed in the cave. But like the guy who set it up was like, can you guys like turn this way so you're like kind of like angled? And then I just got like killed. And like, I mean, the show was awesome.
Did someone book it, or like, or was it like a, like, we need a place to play, or?
No, some guy booked it. I don't remember.
At a cave, they're like, "Yo, we want to play a cave." They're like, "Yeah, let's play a cave."
Yeah, I think they had done shows there before, but like, it was like
stacked. It looked packed, or
it was crazy. And like, there was like, if I remember correctly, there was like water coming in and shit like that, because it was like right on the beach. And like,
Where was this?
It was in San Francisco.
San Francisco,
or like the bay somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone might be like, "Oh, it's actually
exactly." Yeah,
but you know,
so lit, dude. It's like,
yeah. But we had to carry all the cabs down this, like, trail. It was, like, the fucking hardest workout I've ever done in my life.
Really?
Yeah. And,
That show's now history. People still bring it up. Like,
it was a crazy-ass show.
Yeah.
I feel like the most traditionally crazy show was the Chicago one.
Which one?
The first time we played Chicago.
Or was
like,
it out?
I think it's, like, Mousetrap, maybe? It was, like, 2011.
Mm. What was crazy about it? Well,
it just was, like, such just violent moshing, I guess, and like,
yeah,
just people hanging from the,
that's the beauty of hoax. Like, you could like side to side, but you could like windmill, you spin kick to hoax, like, and you're just like, you know what I mean, like,
for sure,
so crazy. That's the beauty. Like, it's just like, I mean, did you plan that? Like, you're like, I want people to like spin kick, and I want people to like jump, and I want people to like,
it was definitely written like to be like 150% hardcore, like that you could mosh to, for sure, like no shame. We wanted it to be simple, not like complicated or intellectual, just like, but like there was the black metal influence, you know, but like it's not a black metal band,
you know what I mean? Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, I do hear it. Yeah,
but like that was like kind of an influence, like, because, you know, I would listen to stuff like Dark Throne and Bathory.
Yeah,
like they have those like kind of mid-paced parts where you're just like, this is like hardcore.
Dark Throne has like a punk record.
Yeah, I mean, they're super influenced by punk, and like obviously like Celtic Frost too. Yeah. They're like punk as fuck, and so
punk that was, attitude.
But like, we came from hardcore, and like they were hardcore songs, and like we wanted people to mosh for sure.
Yeah.
And like, thankfully, people did. And,
So hoax ends.
Yeah,
I mean, do you look back and like, cause, I mean, I know Jesse, I mean, we're not talking about it. I know Jesse didn't want to talk about it. I'm like, I was like, damn, like, do you guys ever get into fights? Like, fools, like, yo, like, you know what I mean? Like, why'd you hit me? Or like, you know what I mean? Like, I go to a show and like, if I never seen Hulk, I'd probably get pissed. You know what I mean? Like, just because it's like such a like GG Allen-ness. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that like. But like, I kind of imagine you like, yo, I'm just playing guitar. I just want to, you know, riff out. And like, after the show, you have to like watch out. You know what I mean? Like, and then playing like, like playing places like a fucking recycling center. You know what I mean? Like, do you look back and you're like, damn, like, Like, would you do it again, or like, it's just like,
seems so. Yeah, like, I mean, yeah, I probably, you know, like, I think as far as like anyone getting hit at shows, I don't feel like it was that. I don't know.
It's not as bad as it looks.
It's not as bad as it looks, and I feel like anyone who was like up front at a hook show and like got like a stray fist from Jesse probably didn't care, and like it was like, you know.
Do you have any stories you like to say about some people do caring? I want to hear it so bad. I mean,
oh, there's the France story.
He didn't tell me that. He told me like he mentioned it.
Is he like asking him?
Huh?
Was he like asking him about it?
I asked him, and then he was like, oh, well, one time in France, and then, like, kind of, like, said something, and then the conversation was something else, but tell me, I want to hear the story.
Well, yeah, long story short, like, we played this show in France, which, by the way, was the coldest show I've ever played in my entire life. It was, like, fucking 30 degrees in the fucking warehouse, and it was in France, and it was, like, probably the second to last show of the European tour, and, like, I don't know exactly what happened, but, like, you know, Jesse's, like, kind of in the crowd, like, we're on the stage, and, like, this French dude is like has like a bottle of wine, and he's like kind of like hitting himself in the face, in the forehead with it, like trying to like
break it,
trying to like make fun of Jesse, I think, you know, or something. And then like he hits Jesse with the wine bottle,
like hard, or like
I don't know, like. But then like, you know, a little fucking dust up broke out, you know, like there was a little scuffle, you know. And then like me and the drummer jumped off the stage, and there were some blows, and you know, and then. But then we had to, like, play the rest of the show. It was, like, the second song.
And did they get beat up or, yeah?
But so, like, then, like, the show is happening, and, like, there's, like, some dudes come up, and, like, one of them has, like, a little baseball bat, and he's, like, hitting it in his hand to the beat of the music. I'm like, oh, fuck, like...
Oh, shit.
Shit's gonna go down later, you know? So we, like, finish the set, and then, you know, like... Anyway, so, you know, there's a little brawl broke out after... We packed up all our stuff, and then a little brawl broke out, and no one got hurt or anything, you know? And then it's just, like, weird. Like, it was, like, a fight that, like... It's, like, this 30-second, like, scuffle, and then, you know, we all just, like, kind of sat at the bar with, like, the guys that we had just fought with, and I was just like, man, we gotta get the fuck out of here.
That was a brawl after.
No, that was the brawl.
Yeah. Oh, so it wasn't that crazy.
It wasn't that crazy, no.
It sounds like, yo, like...
But it was just like, I was like, oh, shit, like, you know.
Yeah, and so, but that wasn't even Jesse's fault.
No, somebody started it, and, like, even, like, people there were like, those guys are, like, they come to start shit.
They're the
and,
assholes,
like,
so, yeah.
And, like, they were, like, they heard you guys had a reputation for being a violent band, so they, like, wanted to, like... kind of like push your buttons.
Were you proud of that? You're like, damn, we're that bad.
I was like, okay, whatever. You know, it's a cool story. No one got hurt. No one I care about got hurt, you know?
Yeah. Damn, yeah. That's fire.
But there wasn't a lot of that stuff, you know? Because I feel like also, like, we toured around so much and we, like, knew people and, like, we're friends with everyone.
You guys are nice people. I mean, just meeting you and Jesse, I'm like, you guys are not, like, you guys are, like, you know, you see Jesse and like live, you're like, holy shit, like, this guy's like insane. But then, like, you meet him, it's like, oh, this is the nicest, like, smartest, you know, genuine
for sure
person.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just how it is. But yeah, so Hoax breaks up. You moved to LA with Jesse at the same time while Hoax is still being a band, or what?
Yeah, Hoax was still a band when we moved to LA. I moved probably a couple months before him.
He moved because of you, or you moved, or like,
we both were like, we're moving to LA.
That's fire.
Yeah, we lived in Western Mass, like, for a long time, and, you know, just, I think that, like, at that age, I was, like, 27, and I think I was just, like, I love Western Mass, you know what I mean? I might end up there again someday, I don't know, you know? But, like, I was just, like, I just want to, like, try, you know, somewhere else, and, we had come to LA a couple times, and I just loved it, and, you know.
Yeah. Damn.
It's a really great city.
So
it's my favorite city in the world.
LA's beautiful.
Yeah, it's the best.
So Jesse's your best friend, basically, you're talking about.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
That's sick. So you guys move here, Hoax stops. Well, it starts first, Condition, and then Lock, right?
Yeah, so, like, Hoax wasn't really doing anything, and then...
Did it fizzle out, or did it break up?
Well, the last thing we did was tour Japan, and then that was the last thing we did. I don't know that, like, Hoax never had a conversation like, oh, we're going to break up.
But really?
No. Yeah. Just, like, we wanted to tour Japan. But I also think with, like, hardcore bands, it's tough enough to write a full-length LP and then, like, to try and continue on and, like, do more stuff. And we did a 7-inch after that.
The black and white one?
It's, like, yeah, the Japan tour flexi.
Yeah.
You know, it's just tough to, like, keep... I feel like we made what we, you know, the music we wanted to make.
Yeah.
And
it's also kind of cooler, like, this is going to sound insane, yeah, but, like, I love Hoax so much, I wish I could see it live someday, but I kind of like the fact that I never saw you guys live.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Because it's, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's kind of cool, because it's, like, there's some bands where I'm, like, damn, I wish I'd come back, but I kind of don't, because, like, it just makes it, like, so, like...
Sure.
Kinda, like, you know what I mean? Like, and, like... It makes it kind of cool, you know what I mean? Like, it makes,
yeah,
it like
totally. And I mean, we all see reunions that, like, are not that great, you know?
Yeah. It works.
Some of them, yeah, sure. Some, yeah, of them are awesome, you know?
It's rare, though. But, like, Hoax was, like, I don't know, Jesse still wants to punch people up. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Maybe he does.
Right here does, but...
Yeah. But, also, I don't think that sound is thriving right now. Like, it's, like, right now people are more on the...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if anyone would care. It's not gonna happen, but I don't know. Like...
Dude, you commit, like... I'm not gonna... I know you meant these people, but there's some bands where I'm like, who the fuck cares, like, that are coming back? And then they, yeah, just, like, do the right thing, like, right lineup, right? You know what I mean? Like, Hoax, like, would be, like, it would have to be, like, I don't know. I mean, that's the thing, that, like, if there was, like, a band popping that with the same sound, and then, like, you guys just, like, yo, Hoax is playing, like, 12 at, like, midnight at the bar or somewhere, you know what I mean? Like, $1. You know what I mean? Like, type shit. You know what I mean? Like, just, like, on some... You know what I mean? On some, like... Bring the right, you know, the right kid has, you know what I mean, like, the right crowd, you know what I mean? You don't want to be like, oh, like, here's this lineup and Hoax is playing, you know what I mean? Like, it has to be, like, something crazy, you know what I mean? Like,
for sure, yeah, and if Hoax ever did play again, it wouldn't be, like, because of, like, some money. It'd, yeah, be, like, yeah, I'd rather do it for free and have it be, like, a psycho-ass show.
Yeah.
Then,
like, when the, I mean, when, like, the Rec Center,
we got, like, this certain amount of money or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When the Rec Center was around, that would have been nuts.
It would have been nuts.
Hoax, yeah, at the Rec Center? Fuck. That is fucking... That sounds...
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, the Rec Center. R.I.P.
Rest in peace. I mean, maybe right now, the only place I can think is First Year Billiards. First Year Billiards, oh, yeah. Hoax at 12 with, like... with, like, Regional Justice Center. You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah.
That would be, like... Like, that'd be some crazy shit right there.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe. It's like, nah. They think... It's like, yeah. But, yeah. So, Condition's hard.
Condition is art. Yeah, they were already a band and, like, Hoax played with them.
Oh, okay.
And so, like...
You joined after.
I joined after, and it was, like... I moved to L.A., and Hoax wasn't really doing anything. And half the band was still in Massachusetts. And so, like, you know, I was friends with Sam and Matt and Irvin and Jeremy. And they were, like, we need another guitar player.
Metro did vocals, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I was looking at videos, like, yo, is that Matt? Like, that does not look like him. Like, he looks now.
That's him. You should interview him.
I didn't read him. I didn't read Smut.
Okay.
People who like this podcast. That was, like, my first 10 interviews. Craziest interview. No interview would. I mean, I can't say it on record, but, like, if you listen, there's, like, probably stuff that I don't know. Like, I don't know how they were okay with putting on there. Like, craziest, okay, interview. Crazy.
All right.
Probably the crazy. One of the.
Well,
crazy.
I gotta listen to it before it gets taken down.
Yeah. No. Knock on wood. Yeah. Knock on wood. Yeah. The crazy interview. Super crazy. But yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I was stoked that those guys asked me to join up.
You ever write music for them?
Yeah, I wrote some songs for the LP Actual Hell, and then the next 7-inch. I was able to write a couple songs.
How long did you guys were around for?
I don't know. That was probably like 2015, and then played our last show in like 2018. I mean, they were around for much longer before that. So, like, I don't know when they started, maybe 20.
When did you play your last show?
I think the last show was at the Regent with Deathside.
Ooh.
And that was like 2018.
Oh, okay.
And
you guys, like,
we did a Japan tour that was pretty big.
That's hard, yeah.
Yeah. It was just, I love that band and I love everyone in it. And
did you guys decide to, like, break up?
I think just people started doing different things. And it just sort of, we were kind of like, let's, like, have this be our last show. You know?
With Deathside at the Regent. What else do you want?
Yeah, I mean, what more could you ask for?
Yeah, yeah.
Legendary.
Yeah. And then,
sorry, what were you going
to
say?
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, like, around the same time, like, a little later, I was asked to join Locke and able to do some stuff with Locke. Locke had some kind of rotating members, for sure. Like, Sam, who does Triple B, played in Locke sometimes, but sometimes, and I would play, like, when Sam Triple B would play in Locke, I would play guitar, and Sam would play, he would play bass.
Uh-huh.
But then, when sometimes we play as a four-piece, like the last show was a four-piece, like, yeah, it was a four-piece.
Yeah.
And it was, I played bass, you know.
Like, and that was a crazy show itself.
That was a crazy fucking show, and I'm really glad that it got moved to the alley, because we had that show.
And it was right, like, that was right when I was getting into hardcore.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when I got, like, I think one of my first shows, people were like, yo, did you go to Locke? I'm like, no. Like, and I've been hearing about that show for so long. Like, because it's, like, right, like, you know, like, so many people still go to hardcore. So I was like, went to that show, and I'm like, fuck, Freedom, Locke, like.
Yeah, it was sick. And Unified Right.
Unified Right. When did the...
So it was upstairs at this venue, and the floor was collapsing. It was on the second store, and, like, yeah, the floor was collapsing. And so, like...
During your set?
No. It was during Unified Right.
Oh, okay.
And eventually, people were like, yo, you cannot... Because we were, like, fucking moshing.
Yeah.
And, like, if you were downstairs, you saw, like... There's, like, one of those big, giant lights, like, ceiling lights, you know, like, the long ones.
Yeah.
And it, like, snapped and swung down. Like, it could have fucking taken someone
or
hurt someone if they were in the way of that light. But anyway, thankfully it got moved to the alley. Legendary show.
Okay, yeah.
Upstairs and in the alley.
Damn.
Yeah, so that was also cool that, like, KK and Sam asked me to play in Locke. And
so you've just been lucky enough to, like, be in all the coolest bands?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I'm very lucky. I'm very grateful.
And now,
anytime I'm depressed and feeling sorry for myself, I should think about.
I'm telling you
about that stuff.
Yeah, like those bands. Like, the sad thing is, like, you know, hardcore, like, time flies, but, like, your bands have been, like, so, like, so, you know what I mean, like, image, like, things to remember about it. You know what I mean, like, Locke slash him, like, Hoax. There's a billion things to remember about Hulk. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's the thing. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, like, look at Paranoia. Like, people don't know about Paranoia. Yeah. Or the people who do are like, yo, check out Paranoia.
Yeah.
Demo slaps nuts.
Thanks.
Just, that's a perfect
that's
way to say
idea.
It. That's just the only thing I'm like, that I think that's gonna backfire, I feel like, is like, it's so good in so little time. You need to, like, stretch out the good. You know what I mean? Because it's, like, three songs.
Oh,
are, like,
yeah.
It feels like I listen to, like, an LP. And, like the good parts could be, like... You know what I mean? Like, there's some bands where, like, they use, like, the good parts and the whole as LP. You guys use, like, all the good parts into, like, three songs.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, is that the idea? Or is it, like...
I think it's to just, like, yeah, just, like, grab you and not let go until it's over, you know?
Pain, like, kind of hardcore mentality type thing.
For sure, yeah. Like... Victim in Pain, or like, yeah, that's definitely the mentality there, you know. But like, Rainy Blood, the mentality is just like, I mean, that record, like, fucking does not let go.
Yeah, that record,
I mean, like, you're fucking strapped in and you're not getting out, you know.
Yeah.
And there's no downtime.
Who came with the imagery for that?
J-Bo, who played drums in Hoax.
Okay, so again, it's the same little the same circle, the same.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah, and he played drums in Hoax and, you know, in, like I mentioned, Chernobyl too, or we talked about that earlier,
yeah.
But, and like a bunch of other bands, he's like a Western Mass legend for sure. And, but he lives in LA now. He's like an incredibly talented artist and illustrator, and he drew that Hoax poster.
Okay.
He did the Paranoia card, and, you know, there's this, like, void long sleeve that I have that's, like, kind of got, like, this, like, psycho guy on it. I wanted something like that. And then, like, there's this, like, Francis Bacon painting I really like.
And, is Paranoia you and Sam, or are you...
It's me, Sam, Justin, I think you interviewed...
Jaina.
Yeah. And,
also, everybody in the band is, like, equally,
like... Yeah, like, and then Corey Madden sings, and,
he does a great job.
I think so too.
Yeah.
And Hector, like, plays in, like, Bolon and Blue Hummingbird.
I don't know Hector, but that's the only way I know.
He's playing bass, and yeah.
Damn.
So.
And you guys are planning to play more shows, or what's the plan?
Yeah, like I got a bunch of songs written too. Like me and Justin have a bunch of stuff that we just have to, you know, get in the lockout with Sam and everyone and fine tune it.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And Command.
Command's got a new record coming out.
Is it gonna be good?
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. Yeah. I'm really proud of it.
Yeah. Who also comes out with imagery for Command?
Well, so Jesse's done a lot of it. He did both demos, first LP, Terrascape, and then this one he worked with this artist based out of Jakarta, Indonesia. Mm. His name's Danu.
Yeah, Indonesia's have like the best metal fucking
For sure.
Art, yeah.
Yeah, it's super active, like underground scene, like metal and punk and hardcore, and I would love to go there. And, but yeah.
Are you guys going to tour after the album or play shows, or is there going to be a record release?
There's going to be a record release. It's sort of in the works right now. It's going to be happening sooner rather than later. But
can you announce it and I'll release it then, or no?
I can't announce it because I don't know for sure when it's going to be.
Okay.
But it's going to be in the next, within the next month.
Okay, sick. Can't wait.
So, yeah.
Is it going to be like only death metal, or like, is you guys going to add
We're working out the details and I don't really know.
Okay.
But it's going to be sick. And we're going to have the records.
Who came up with the band name?
I did.
You did.
I don't really remember like what I was thinking.
I'm surprised it hasn't been like. I'm surprised no one took it. I was like,
well, there is another Command
with the K.
With the K, yeah.
Oh.
But I didn't find out about that until after.
Oh, okay.
You know, which is like whatever. I mean, it's all.
Are they big?
I think so. I think they play shows. They played some fest in L.A. But
oh, okay.
Anyway.
It's going to be Command LA and Command LA.
Yeah. No, they're from Seattle.
Okay, Command Seattle, yeah. Command LA.
Yeah. But yeah, I got Command, Paranoiac.
Is there any other projects you think you still got a lot of bands left?
I go through periods where I'm like, I want to do like all this other shit, and then like other periods where I'm like, I don't have enough time to like devote to doing the two bands I'm in.
Yeah.
But and I also like, I'm always trying to become a better guitar player.
Mm.
Like I like really want to like just be better at like leads and shit like that, but it's like, you know, I don't know, I'm always trying to write songs too, so it's like hard to figure out like, you know, where to put my time. But also like in the past, like you know, like I remember I was trying to write the Hoax LP and like someone was like, oh, and I was like, dude, I'm so stuck, you know? He's like, why don't you just, like, do a side project, like, just to stop thinking about it, you know?
And what was the side project?
Fugitive. Yeah, which is, like, a one-off, like, we did a demo. It's, like, fast hardcore, but it's, like, kind of, like, United. It was, like, the influence were, like, United Mutation and, like...
There's a new Fugitive right now?
There is a new Fugitive, yeah.
Yeah.
So this was, like, yeah, this was... Just, we put out a tape in 2012 or 13.
Yeah.
It's like my friend Tony sang, Tony from Squirm.
Mm.
I don't know if you know that band, but
sounds familiar for sure.
They're fucking awesome, and they're one of my favorite bands. They're from Western Mass, and Sean, who played bass in Hoax, played guitar in Squirm.
Mm.
It's like true fucking outsider freak, like hardcore shit. You'll love it.
Yeah.
It's awesome. But Tony, one of my best friends, he sang in Fugitive, and and so did, you know, Jack, who sings in, like, Quarantine?
Quarantine. They're a newer band, right?
Yeah, they're a newer band from Philly.
Yeah.
He played bass.
Okay.
And our friend Andrew played drums. And, like, anyway, that was a side project. I don't know why I spent too much time talking about it, but, yeah.
Is it still out there?
The demo's on YouTube. If you look up Fugitive Reality Master.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's safe to say you devoted your life to music.
Yeah. I feel like it's the only thing I'm, like, okay at, you know?
Mm.
And,
Do you ever, like, did it ever cross your mind to, like, camp, like, I gotta have, like, marry someone and have a kid and then, like, mow my lawn every morning?
Yeah, for sure. You know, you can do that stuff and still make music, but, like, as far as, like, having, like, just a safe, like...
Yeah, like
suburban family existence, or doesn't even have to be suburban or whatever. Like the shit I grew up around, like I don't know. It was like, that's not. I can't just hang in New Hampshire and be a family man. You know what I mean? Like, respect to anyone who wants to do that. It's not for me. But yeah, and I I don't know. It's like, I feel like, you know, I don't have a good, I just like, you know, I've been a part of this scene, like underground music for so long,
yeah.
You know, and like, I love it. It's like one of the most important things in my life and definitely one of the most important things that's happened to me, you know, yeah. is like being a part of like underground aggressive music and, yeah, but I also want to contribute to it.
Yeah. I mean, music saved.
Yeah.
And, what's it called? I like to say music saved and like, that's a word, like gave your life direction in a sense.
For sure.
What do you think you would have been doing if like music would have not hit you up harder? Like music would have not been like your thing. Like,
I don't know. It's like the only thing I have a drive to do.
Mm.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, music's so engraved in you that
yeah.
it's your life.
I like reading books, you know, but like, and I was like, oh, I was going to be a professor, but like, honestly, like, I just, you know, I would sit there and try and write like an essay or something, and I'd be like, man, I fucking suck at this. Whereas like, when I sit down and play guitar and like, try and write songs, I don't have that voice in my head. And even when I can't come up with anything that's good, I just put the guitar down. I'm like, I don't know, I'll come up with something good tomorrow or the next day. Or I'm like stuck on a song. I'm like, damn, this song is like stupid and like I can't figure out how to like make it better. I'm just like, I don't beat myself up about it. I'm like, oh, whatever, I'll fucking come back in a couple days.
Because you like it so much that like...
Yeah, or come up with something else, yeah. You know what I mean? It's like the one thing in my life where I don't like... Where I don't have that voice like... You fucking suck at this, or like I'm like, oh, this sucks, I hate this, you know what I mean? Like,
well, but what I'm saying is like, you like music anyway, so like, even if you're bad at it, you still come back to it because you like it that much, you know?
For sure, yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, writing an essay, it's like, if you're not good at it, why am I going to continue doing it? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
totally. I don't like it that much to write an essay. I might be interested in the subject, but I don't really care about.
Yeah, totally. And like I said, I read books because I'm like interested in like ideas and stuff, but. And, like, maybe I'll go, like, oh, I should write an essay about this. But, like, why would I do that? I'm not going to, I don't know. It's, like, I should just write another Command song.
Instead. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
do you write the lyrics?
No, Jesse writes all that,
You should. You should do, like, a zine at least. Like, just, like, write, you know, just.
Yeah,
like,
maybe.
Like, writing. So, it doesn't have to be anything specific. Just, like.
Yeah. I could do that. Yeah. Because I do like books and stuff, but also, I don't know if anyone, you know.
Dude.
Wants to read Ian Logan's journal.
Dude, just be like, guitar from Hoax, Command, like, writes a journal, like just writes shit.
Just be like, dad jokes. And,
yeah. I mean, like, look at Henry Rollins. I read his shit, like, all the time, like, his journal entries, and just be like, random.
I like Henry Rollins' stuff. He's one of my favorites. Though, definitely, like, listening to interviews with him, you're, like, kind of shaking your head sometimes. But, like,
I'm a Henry Rollins stan, but not like a worship level. It's just like,
not the same.
Because I was watching Finn McKenzie, like be like, oh, like looking at his flaws. Like I'm like, dude, like you only look at his flaws because you worship him. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, because you look up to him. When, yeah. Like it's like if you don't look up to someone like that, then their flaws really like whatever. It's part of being human. You know what I mean? But if you're like, yo, this person's sick. Like, I mean, like Henry Rollins is like Henry Rollins is fire. I mean, I think he's like
a cool
human being. You know what I mean? Definitely like.
I agree.
Definitely, like...
And, like, everyone's flawed and, you know, kind of... You know what I mean? Like, it's like, people are like, oh, Danzig, like, he's so cringe or whatever, but it's like...
I don't like Danzig at all, but, like...
Oh, damn, I'm, like, one of my favorites, all his bands, you know what I mean? But I'm like, to me, I'm like, yeah, I mean, you know...
Michael Graves, what a piece of shit.
You're gonna... Well, like, Danzig, I'm like, you're gonna write that many good songs across three different bands? It probably comes at a price, which is that, like, maybe you have some... You know, negatives to your personality. I don't know. You know
the Rollins band. It's only kind of good because Henry Rollins might be like,
oh yeah,
feel someone else.
Like, yeah, this is he Rollins band?
Like live?
Yeah.
No, dude. I'm like,
I guess they probably haven't done anything in a long time.
I don't even know they were around when I was like, they were probably around when I was like.
Born. I saw him at a Warped Tour once, and it was
a Warped
like,
Tour.
Yeah, it was like.
Was he barefoot? Or was he like?
Oh, yeah, I think he's barefoot and
basketball. You hide behind.
Yeah, shorts on. You know.
Dude, that's hard. I want to see
it. Was like Rollins Band, Rancid, Pennywise.
You know what would be sick?
2000 or something like that.
Pennywise and the Rollins Band.
Yeah. Sounds, I was like, whatever year.
Early 2000s, yeah.
Yeah, early 2000s.
Early, I mean, you know what sounds kind of lit? Like, an Infest band, like Infest, like very aggressive, like power violence band, but like Rollins, like imagery, like it did like really buff, but like black shorts, very like roll, 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 you know what I mean? Like that'd be hard. Should be a band out there like that.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you want to say?
No, dude. Thank you for talking with me. And New Command record comes out on Friday, March 31st.
Oh, this Friday?
Yeah.
Let's go. New Command record.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, New Command record. Paranoiac, anything coming out soon-ish? No?
Paranoiac, just working on songs, but nothing planned. Okay. So, yeah.
All right. Well, New Command record. We'll release this March 31st.
Yeah.
Or maybe Thursday. Maybe Thursday.
Yeah, it's Thursday or Friday. $20 spin.
Yeah.
You can get it from them.
All right, we'll release this episode Thursday, hopefully. Okay,
got it.
Hopefully, yeah. No, we'll release it Thursday. Because we had another episode, but we'll release it Thursday.
Yeah.
And, yeah. New Command record. Listen.
Sweet.